Hi, I'm Jerry Scullion, and you're listening to Gut Talks Double G U Double T.
Hi, I'm Jerry Scullion, and you're listening to Gut Talks Double G U Double T.
There you go.
Is there anything you would like to discuss? Because I know that obviously there are many things we didn't dive too much into coaching or into podcasting or into the community. Is there anything you would like to talk about?
No, we've covered off an awful lot of stuff. Like the areas that I'm kind of most focused on is building out the coaching practice and building out the community. We announced yesterday, actually last night, about moving the podcast to a premium model, which is radical. We're nearly at 1 million downloads.
Nice.
So it's at that point where we're like, okay, you know what? We need to separate things a little bit. You know, there's the whole kind of world of free doesn't really work. You know what I mean? Like, so we've partnered with Spotify, and I had other stuff going on with other advertisers, and some people don't like it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. If you don't like it, then you can support it, you know? And that is, so we've split the feeds up. People say, like, there's all these softwares out there that can make it really easy to do. My God, it was so much pain trying to structure all these things because it's so rudimentary podcasts. And then you're kind of doing it in the live setting as well. So you're kind of Spotify. That's where Spotify, I wasn't able to do it before when I wasn't with Spotify. And they were really kind, and they did end up getting on Zoom calls. I mean, I know I was chatting to you about that before. But it's all fully set up, and it really excites me about having a separate stream where it's not like a Patreon. It's more like you actually reward people and have a really separate type of engagement with people who listen and pay and reward those people who really want to be part of something. And that really feeds nicely into the community. We've only got about 8 people in our community who are paying. And that community is like a design gym. That's what one of the people were calling it, where it's more of a space for practicing little things and supporting and facilitating and talking about social change and what we need to do more of. So I wouldn't say it's a bazillion miles away from activism. It's full of people who are interested in that space. And that's really rewarding for me, and I love facilitating those kind of conversations. So you can check out thisisatd.com if you want. Buy a course means I can buy my favorite Diablo pizza on a Friday night by supporting my courses. It's today Friday, it is, isn't it?
Today's
Pizza
Friday.
night. Pizza night tonight.
And Guinness.
No, I don't drink.
Oh,
So,
you don't either. Okay.
no, I don't. I gave it up a year ago. It was funny. I thought I was on my own. I was like, hey, you know, I'm gonna be the freak who doesn't drink, you know. And I get what you were talking about before, people trying to convince you to drink and stuff. And my wife was like, you can still have one or two, like, you know. I go, no, I just don't want any. I'm so against it. And I said it to a few people, and it turns out there's, so you probably know Lou Down, you know, from Good Services. They gave up the booze about a month after me. Nothing to do with me, just completely incidental. Sarah Drummond, they also gave up the booze. And, you know, I feel great. There's certain times when I got my kids and they're like, you know, doing my absolute head in, and where I feel like I just want to have, you know, a couple of shots or something to take the edge off. But you know what? You know, a can of Coke or something else will, you know, calm me down a little bit. It's a
That's
crutch.
sugar. It will calm you down and make you fall asleep after.
No, just something like a treat or something like that usually makes me feel a little bit better, like something that I probably shouldn't be having. But I do not miss alcohol at all. I do miss Guinness though, and I don't get into this one. Guinness is separate. Guinness is like a, you know, it's more of a ritual in Ireland when you're having a good pint of Guinness. It's a sense of calm watching your pint get ready for you. So yeah, anyway, that's
Oh,
it.
you mentioned a few people in the design community, kind of at large, who
Students,
gave up. Who gave up
yeah, loads of people.
alcohol.
I know more people who've given up alcohol, and
Why? And why did you do it, like yourself?
my mental health. I gave it up and I wasn't drinking too much, but I have really had to focus on it over the last couple of years. The pandemic was not kind to me. It was like, it really knocked me for six. There was periods where I thought I was going to die after when I got COVID. I got a pre-vaccines and all of that stuff. And it took me 6 or 7 weeks to really recover, like till I was able to work. I was in hospital like so many times. I was really sick. And afterwards it was just like, it did have an effect on me. Like, and there's these unknowns around the impact on your mental health after getting COVID. And I got the full whack of it, the second round of COVID, where I was in hospital and I was beside all the people. So yeah, COVID is, you know, one of the causes, I believe, for why I nosedived. But yeah, so I gave up everything like that. The only thing I don't really, I haven't given up, is chocolate.
Well, that's a tough one. I wouldn't do
you
that
to give booze up than it is to give up chocolate.
Oh, no, thank you so much for this.
Nah, it's all good. No, thank you for doing it. Like, honestly, I've got a thing happening in September where I put an email out maybe about 6 weeks ago where I said, hey, listen, look, I was interviewing some people in the US. It's really difficult. That West Coast time zone is really difficult where I'm based in Dublin now, because family time is really important to me. 4:30, I collect the kids up. They go to bed around 7. So between the hours of 4:30 and 8, it's really difficult for me to interview people. And I put it out in the newsletter saying, hey, look, this is my quandary. Like, it's, I realize I'm interviewing more and more people that are kind of like in that Australian time zone and New Zealand and Asia and stuff. I said, I need some help. Hands up, who's anyone who's interested in doing a podcast? Like a sub, like someone who can just sub in for me. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I did not think about that at all. Okay, like there was like, it was like 50 people responded with their hands up. And now I'm like, so Lisa, who works with me, she handles my calendar. She's like, what are you going to do with this? Like, I didn't think about it. I wrote that email at 4 o'clock and I sent it at 4:15. Now there's 50 people expecting that they're going to sub in for me and doing podcasts, but no podcast experience. So I gave up emailing them back after 4 or 5 people. I was like, oh, screw this. So I said, I'm just going to put a session on. So I put a session on for an hour and I don't know what I'm going to do in it, but I love hearing people start podcasts. Because what you're doing at the moment is really, really important. Okay. And we need more people doing it, believe it or not. Like, it's not a case of, you know, just doing it for the crack. Having conversations is what makes us human. So kudos to you for putting yourself out there, because it takes confidence. It takes balls to push stuff out into the networks and say, here's something, let's talk about it. And I wish more people would do it, like, because it is very fulfilling when you make that connection with people. So fair play, as we say in Ireland, to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't know when I started that it would take a lot of time and effort, to be honest. But when you start, you can't stop.
Consumes.
No, really, really pleased you came. I've actually wanted to even reach out to you earlier, but I'm glad it came at this point in time, because we spoke about the new stuff you were working on as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing more, and we're connected anyway, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
This is the end of this segment with Jerry Scullion. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for upcoming episodes.